You're listening to Trade Entrepreneur, the show for business owners by business owners. I'm your host, David Sudworth, and welcome to this week's show. It's been quite a tumultuous week in the UK in terms of politics, certainly. Unless you've not tuned into the news for the last 7 days or been living under a rock, you'll have noticed that the Prime Minister has resigned after two and a bit years being Prime Minister through various issues over that time. And it's been quite astounding to watch, because as someone who thought that his time was up probably well before now, it's been quite a slow and painful demise on a human level to see anyone go out like that. But nevertheless, I found it quite fascinating to watch, because I looked at it, and I always think of these from a business point of view. Obviously, the show being Trade Entrepreneur, you'd expect me to. And I think it was the whole saga got me thinking about leadership and all the mistakes that had been made and all the good things that had taken place as well, because I like to be even-handed. And one of the things that always interests me about political figures is that they have a very public leadership role, and so their successes are very public and their downfalls are very public as well. And in business, you don't normally see a lot of that day-to-day, certainly not played out in front of the nations and the world's media. So if you're ever looking at leadership and you want to study very, very closely, then politics in the UK or the US is probably as good a place as any to look. And it always, you know, despite what you may believe in, whatever your politics and all that business, a dispassionate view is always very interesting, because you do learn a lot. And that's the subject for today's podcast. I'm going to go through the five truths of leadership, and I'm going to tie it to the Boris Johnson premiership, because these are the five lessons that I've learned from his particular time in number 10. And I just think that these are lessons. None of these are political points, and certainly none of these are personal points to do with him. It's more of a broad view of the premiership and the leadership, and learning lessons from those, both for good and for bad. So I'm going to dive into the first truth that I think the Johnson premiership has taught anyone looking at leadership, is that popularity is fleeting. If you think back to December 2019, when Boris Johnson won a landslide at the general election, his popularity obviously was at its highest then, because the political makeup of the country had changed massively. There was previously untapped territory for Boris Johnson's Conservative Party were just overnight turned blue. So the famous Labour red wall of places in the Midlands and the North suddenly became Conservative seats. That's obviously 2.5 years ago, and now some of those red wall seats, some of them have already turned back to Labour seats because of by-elections, and some, if the general election was held tomorrow, then it's quite obvious that some of them would also. And I think it's an important lesson in leadership, that particularly when you either are new to the role, or if you decide to do something which is very popular and therefore wins support, you can't bank on that support for time immemorial. You'll have a certain, what is classed as like a honeymoon period, really, where, you know, you can't do much wrong and everything's going right, but things will go eventually not the way you want them to. So I think, obviously, enjoy the popularity, but don't think that it's there forever, because it certainly isn't. And I think there is a tendency in all leadership roles, not just politics, but all leadership roles, to do the popular thing because being popular gives you a good feeling. And it makes you feel like you're doing the right thing and you get no issues and everyone's patting you on the back and saying, well done. But that isn't really a long-term plan. It will certainly, even if you carry on doing what you think are popular things, your popularity will wane, because that's just the nature of the beast. Leadership is about making the right calls and sometimes very tough decisions. You will not always do things which are popular. In fact, in some cases, you'll do some things that are very unpopular. But if you believe you're doing them for the right reason and you can communicate that, then people will have a respect for that, albeit a good respect. Obviously, there's some people who will never be on your side no matter what, whether it's politics or whether it's business, and that, you know, within your own companies, there'll be members of staff who just they've always got a glass half empty mentality when it comes to you, and that's just something that you have to deal with. But certainly any popularity that you do get, my advice is that it's certainly always a fleeting thing, so don't bank on it being there in 6 months' time, because time and again it's shown that that's simply not the case. The second truth that I've discovered from analysing Boris Johnson's leadership is that, obviously, this has been a big thing in the last few weeks, that loyalty is conditional. So, obviously, when you appoint people to certain roles in a company, for instance, they are very loyal to you because you've given them that role. But that doesn't mean to say that they'll be grateful forevermore, and to have the attitude that they should be grateful for being in that position or for you for giving them that opportunity is a really naive way of looking at it. I speak to many, many business owners who one of the big issues they seem to have with staff is they feel that the staff are, they should be grateful for having the job. Well, no, they're not grateful for having a job. And they shouldn't be. People shouldn't be grateful for having a job. People should obviously do their best in a job, but the idea of it being a gratitude is the wrong way of looking at it. Because if you're thinking about someone being grateful, then it's almost like a master servant approach. And that doesn't bode well for the long term. You'd want a team approach. Obviously, in some organisations, there needs to be a certain type of hierarchy, and completely get that. Politics is no different, where you have Prime Minister and you have Cabinet and then you have ministers and all that business. But certainly the loyalty is, again, a bit like popularity, it is a fleeting thing. It's certainly conditional, and it's conditional on quite a few things. It's conditional on trust. It's conditional in terms of you having a vision, sticking to it. And it's conditional on other factors. So, for instance, if someone gets offered a better job, they may take it. Or if they don't like the way that you run things, they may quit. So it's not just conditional on yourself. It's conditional on many, many other factors. It might be conditional on the fact that someone has to go live at the other side of the country for whatever reason. Maybe their other half has got a new job, which means that they have to go up to Scotland or to America or France or wherever. So obviously the loyalty there, there'll be a split loyalty, because obviously even if someone is very loyal to you, they're obviously loyal to the other half as well. And quite frankly, the old saying that blood is thicker than water certainly rings true in this case. So loyalty is conditional. Don't take it personally. It's just simply a fact of life and a fact of political and business life. The third truth is, again, this is something which really, really stood out in this whole charade that's been going on the last 6 months in Boris Johnson's premiership. Integrity isn't optional. If you don't have integrity, you have nothing. Now, integrity can come in many different forms. You can lack integrity through your actions of doing one thing and saying another. You can have lack of integrity through not telling the truth or misleading people. or the way you simply conduct yourself. So if you're someone who always jumps down people's throat the minute they start speaking, then your integrity will be shot very quickly. So integrity covers many different facets, but it certainly isn't something which, again, is a nice to have, but not always necessary. It's absolutely vital, because without integrity, you don't have authority. And if you don't have authority, you cannot conduct business, whether that is commerce or politics or even in your own household, if you've got kids. If you have no integrity, then your kids will not listen to you, or they certainly won't take you as seriously as you'd wish them to at certain times. You've got to have that basic integrity, and the old canard that, oh, no one listens to me. Well, you've got to look at, why do people not listen to you? Now, some people, again, like I've said in previous podcasts, some people will not like you for their own reasons, and there's nothing that you can do about that. But certainly there's a lot of things that you can do which help you become a much more rounded person and a much more collegiate person, which in turn will help give you integrity. So even if you have to make a difficult decision, if you explain it and you're open and honest about that, then someone might not necessarily agree with you, but they'll appreciate your honesty, your upfrontedness, and that can give you integrity. I mean, there's certain people in the business and politics world who I don't necessarily agree with, or they wouldn't be a personal favourite of mine, but I can understand that they do have probity and integrity. Obviously, with the current situation, what happened is that ministers of Boris Johnson were sent out to parrot lines from number 10 Downing Street about certain situations, which turned out not to be accurate. And in some cases, they were probably misled. So that undermines integrity. If you mislead people, if you are not straight with them, if you blatantly lie to them, then quite frankly, you will always be in a situation where your integrity is under scrutiny and it's ripe for being undermined. So my advice is always be straight down the line with people. Don't shirk the difficult decisions, but by the same token, be completely and utterly frank with people when you need to be. The fourth truth about leadership, I'd actually written down that strategy trumps tactics. I'm going to change that slightly to long-term strategy trumps tactics. The reason I used long-term is because at the beginning of the Prime Minister's stint in office, the two main things really in 2019, and don't forget this was before COVID hit and all that, it was get Brexit done and keep Jeremy Corbyn, who was the Labour leader at the time, out of Downing Street. So they were two things which essentially won in the election. Now, those two things are no longer an issue today. 2.5 years down the line, those boxes have been ticked. Now, you can argue until the cows come home about whether Brexit is done or not, and clearly there's quite a few issues surrounding that. But in any normal sense of the word, Brexit is no longer the thing which was crippling Parliament at the time. It forced another Prime Minister from office, and the deal had been reached. So in terms of the public mind, Brexit is now done and dusted. Obviously, the Labour leader at the time, Jeremy Corbyn, he's gone from office again. And if you want to understand the reasons why some people might not have wanted him to win the election, obviously, please Google away, and you'll see the arguments for and against there. But those two things really were short term. So once those were done and dusted, what else was there to do? Now, obviously, the Prime Minister started talking about things like levelling up, and obviously there was the coronavirus pandemic. And you could, you know, maybe I'm just flying a kite here, but maybe the pandemic, maybe that made his premiership longer than it might otherwise have been, because obviously that took up a good 2 years, really, of his premiership. So when you strip that out, obviously there's, like I say, there's things about leveling up and cutting taxes and all that, which I've not really seen much evidence of. In fact, taxes have gone up, and the cost of living. So he has been buffeted by events. There's no doubt about it. But as I think it was Harold Macmillan said, the events, dear boy, events. We're all these things are all sent to try us. And certainly, when you're in the business world, you can't sometimes see what's coming around the corner. Things like rising fuel prices, things like technical issues with your business. You know, maybe your system goes down for a couple of days or a week, or, you know, one of your vans is out of action, or one of your staff is on long-term sick. All these things are issues which have to be dealt with. But I think where a lot of business owners fall down, and a lot of obviously politicians fall down, is where is the long-term narrative? Where is the kind of mission? So in our business, our mission is always to provide a prompt, professional and friendly service. And we want to do that as efficiently and as slickly as possible. So that is the long-term strategy. We know where we're going. We know the markets that we want to go into, and we have a mission. And every so often, that mission gets refreshed, it gets refocused, and it gets revisited. So you restate those ambitions. The problem with the Johnson Premiership is that however much you want to talk about levelling up, there was obviously things which came into the public realm which shoved that to one side, things like Partygate and the lobbying scandal and the issues that took place this week regarding physical assaults, etc. And it's just become this whole he was completely buffeted by events, and quite apart from the fact that that there was a number of concerns about how these were handled, but in the absence of a long-term strategy as well, that policy vacuum was filled with all this stuff. Now, I'm not saying that if there was something there in the first place, he'd be able to carry on and bat all this away. I'm not saying that at all. But it certainly didn't help, because in the absence of any kind of overarching policy, I heard many, many reports of MPs saying privately, we don't know what's the long-term plan here. We just don't know. I mean, you can look back to prime ministers and presidents of the past, and you knew what the overarching theme was. It might have been cutting the deficit, it might have been cutting taxes, it might have been better education, you know, making healthcare better, all those things. You can kind of get, even if you didn't get with the program, you understood what their program was. The issue was here, and the issue is in many businesses, if you don't have that strategy, that mission, then quite frankly, you are very susceptible to being buffeted by events. And as we've seen in the Johnson Premiership, events can actually bring you down in the end. And the final thing about leadership, there is no hiding place. It's your name above the door. It's your neck on the line, and you're the one who carries the can. If it goes wrong, you get the boot. If it goes right, you get the bouquets. That's just the way leadership is. Now, this always happens in businesses which start off as one person bands and then start getting bigger. A lot of business owners really hate the idea of having to take the rap for something which they had no particular direct involvement in. Now, I'm going to give politicians the benefit of the doubt. There'll have been some instances where, quite frankly, they were not aware of of X, Y, and Z, but they've had to, quote unquote, do the decent thing and resign. So obviously some don't, some try to hang on. And as we've seen this week, it's not always a pretty sight when it becomes clear that you no longer command the support of your colleagues, but eventually you'll have to do the right thing. So being a leader is a bit like, over the years when I've met famous people, they've kind of always said to me, yeah, I get recognised, but the upside is that when I go to a place where I want to be recognised, and that's great, but the downside is that when I'm going shopping and someone's nudging me for a photo when I'm trying to pick up a packet of cheese in the aisle at Tesco, it's a little bit, you know, that's the trade-off. The trade-off with leadership is that you, like I say, you can take all the plaudits, but if anything goes wrong, then you can end up carrying the can. You can take the plaudits for things which weren't anything to do with you, and you'll happily take them. But you can't then run away when things go bad, and you've got to mop up a mess, because that's what being a leader is. It's about showing people the right way to do things, and it's about showing the way to get the best from situations. I know in the last year or so, with my role changing into a leadership role, it's been quite an eye-opener. I don't mind admitting that there are certain times when I think, God, I didn't realise it was this involved. And you do learn things about yourself, and you learn things about leadership. And that's why this last few days has been quite interesting for me, because it's a journey I've been on as a leader, albeit in a very, very small company compared to obviously a government or any other number of businesses. But nevertheless, I find it fascinating. I think when you start growing your business and you can take inspiration from anywhere, and you can learn from anywhere, always keep your eyes and ears open. And that's certainly what I do. And I think this last few weeks with the Downing Street melodrama has been quite an interesting soap opera. But I must admit, I'm glad that it's coming to an end, because I think the good thing about soap operas, they might be okay for half an hour, an hour, but you gotta get back to normal life eventually, and hopefully we're heading in that direction. So thanks once again for joining me. It's always great to have your feedback, as always. David@trade-entrepreneur.co.uk is my email address. If you want to send us a message on our Facebook or Twitter handle, it's @TEP Show. Like I always say, if you're on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, on Amazon Music, give us a like and subscribe, and it will tell you when the next show is available. Thank you once again for joining me. Hope you've enjoyed this week's very topical show. Have a great week, and we'll see you all again very soon.